弟兄姐妹们好。
Dear peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，今天有这样一个分享的机会。
We thank the Lord that there's we have an opportunity to share today.
就像刚才那个我们报告弟兄所讲啊，我们下礼拜是有一个感恩节。
So just like the brother who was announcing that there's Thanksgiving next week.
那我在主里面思想哈，那我们就想说主在我们在我身上这一些年的带领。
So I was thinking about the Lord's guidance for this entire year.
那让我在主的面前就想说，主就让我想到诗篇23篇来分享。
So the Lord reminded me, brought up Psalm 23 while I was thinking about this.
诗篇23篇是大卫的一个诗篇。
Psalm 23 was a psalm of David.
这是神在他身上这一生的带领。
And it shows the Lord's guidance in David's life.
那我们就想到说，我自己在信主之后，我们在这边开始聚会呢，应该下个礼拜应该是我们第二满呢，就是满了一年之后的第一个感恩节来算，应该是第20个感恩节。
So next week it should be the 20th Thanksgiving that we've had here.
我们是从1990年开始在这边聚集。
So we've been gathering since 1990.
准确讲应该是在在 Kearney 有这些聚集。
So to be accurate, we first gathered in Kearney and then moved to here.
所以呢，我想说主在我们身上有很大的带领。
So there's a lot of guidance from the Lord in this time.
下礼拜呢是弟兄姐妹可以也是在主面前有些分享的时间。
So next week we'll have some time of sharing next.
那我想今天我就先借着诗篇23篇有一些的分享。
So I want to take the opportunity and basically share from the Psalm 23.
那我们在分享之前啊，我们还是有一个祷告哈。
Before we start, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，你说你是我们的好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
For you are the good shepherd that has sacrificed his life for his sheep.
感谢主，你是那爱的牧人。
I thank the Lord that you're the shepherd that loves.
感谢主，你是那位从死里复活的牧人。
And you're the shepherd that has resurrected.
感谢主，你是那位将来还要带我们进入荣耀的那位牧人。
And even more so, you're the shepherd that will lead us all into glory.
主，我们今天在这里就好像羊一般，主受受好牧人的看顾。
And today we're like the sheep that's under your providence.
我们享受在主面前享受一切的丰富，享受一切的喜乐。
And before you, we enjoy all kinds of blessings and joy.
所以求主今天与我们在聚会时间一同的同在。
And may you be with us today.
主，我们的分享，我们的交通，主，我们都在主你的手里。
And our sharing and may it all be in your hands.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank the Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们请我们把诗篇23篇，我们一起来念过一遍。诗篇23篇是很短的一篇诗篇，不过我想弟兄姐妹很熟悉。
Let's all read Psalm 23 together. It's a very short psalm.
那我们中文一起，英文一起来念好了。
Let's read it together in Chinese and English.
那我们请。
耶和
华是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup
overflows.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
好，我们这边一开始我们可以看到说这首诗是大卫所写的。
So in the beginning, we can see that this is a psalm of David.
所以呢，我想请大家再看在使徒行传，使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
13:22.
Verse
22. 这边是保罗在一篇的讯息里面所讲到大卫的一段话。
So this is while Paul was talking, he mentions David in this passage.
既废了保罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他作见证，说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”After
removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
这边讲到说，他是大卫是一位合我心意，就是合神心意的人。
And here it mentions that David is a man after God's own heart.
那再请看第36节。
And let's turn to 36.
大卫在世的时候遵行的旨意就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，一见朽坏。
For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his fathers and his body decayed.
那这边中文有小字，中文就是的小字，就是刚才我们弟兄在英文所念的，就是这边的小字，就是说按大卫按神的旨意服侍他那一代的人就睡了。So
in the Chinese, there's a small text that says basically part of the English verse here.
Yeah,所以这边我们可以看到的，在这边。 保罗也有两件事情讲到大卫。So
here Paul mentions two things regarding David.
第一件事呢，他是合神心意的人。First
is that he is a man after God's own heart.
第二件事情呢，就是按着神的旨意服侍他那一世代的人。And
second was that he served God's purpose in his own generation.
所以呢，在大卫这一生里面，他经历了许多的事情。So
in his David's life, he experienced a lot of things.
那我想他在他一生里面他。 对，他写了很多诗篇，不过23篇呢，他很明显的讲出来他的一生的神在他身上带领，神他自己在神面前的经历。And
so Paul, David has written a lot of hymns, and especially in hymn 23, he talks about the God's guidance in his life and through his experiences.
他一开始把他自己当成 一只羊跟主跟他的神当成牧人这个关系来对比。
And he makes the comparison of him being the sheep and the Lord being his shepherd.
因为你知道他大卫他原来是一个牧羊人啊。
Because you know David was originally a shepherd.
所以呢，他自己牧羊，他知道说他怎么样带领他的羊群。
So because he is a shepherd, he knows how he should care for his sheep.
他如何带领羊群去寻找青草地。
And how he should bring the sheep to find pastures.
寻找可安歇的水边,
and to find water by waters which we can rest. And when enemies approach, that he can protect his sheep. And that when the sheep is lost, he can bring them back.
所以呢，这篇诗篇是大卫他一生的诗篇。So
this psalm is a psalm of David's life.
我相信呢，大卫这23篇呢，大卫所写的这一篇24篇、23篇也是神在我们身上的。
And I think I believe that this verse Psalm 23 is also God's guidance in our life.
神在我们一生的带领,
and his guidance for our entire life.
因为在23篇是一个很有点蛮奇妙的诗篇.
Because 23 is a very special song.
在诗篇23篇，诗篇22篇的时候，他讲到了说，我们的神是为我们受死那位神。
And in Psalm 22, he talks about our Lord is the one who dies for us.
哦，如果大家 读到诗篇二十二篇的第一节的话，你会知道说，这好像就是我们的主在十字架上所讲的话。If
we read Psalm 22, the first verse, it's as if it's the words that Jesus said on the cross.
说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？My
God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
然后在22篇第16节这边讲到说，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。 27节，我的骨头我都数过，他们睁着眼看我。
Verse 16 and 17, dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil men has encircled me, they have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones, people stare and gloat over me.
18节，他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣沾灸。
18, they divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
在大卫他那个时代，他虽然 主还没有对他显现，可是我说主耶稣还没有对他显现，可是圣灵已经对他显明，主耶稣基督是一个为我们受死的主。So 在22篇里面所讲的。
in David's generation, although our Lord Jesus has not appeared, but through the Holy Spirit, David can see that our Lord is the one who will die for us.
诗篇23篇讲到说神在我们这一生的带领，从死里复活以后，主在我们身上的带领。
And Psalm 23 speaks of our Lord's guidance in our life after He has resurrected.
诗篇24篇讲到那将来荣耀的王还要再来。
And verse and Psalm 24 speaks of the future glory, the eternal glory.
诗篇24篇的最后两节，这边讲到，他说：“众臣们啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起来，因为那荣耀的王将要进来。”
9 and 10, Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
荣耀的王是谁呢? 万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Who is he, this King of glory, the Lord Almighty? He is the King of glory.
所以22篇讲到说我们主的受死。
So 22 speaks of our Lord's death.
诗篇23篇讲到主从死里复活对我们的带领。
And 23 speaks of his guidance after, through his death.
诗篇24篇讲到说主还要再来带我们进入荣耀里。
And 24 speaks of his coming and also to bring us into eternal glory.
因此呢，诗篇23篇是蛮重要的一个诗篇啊。
So 24 is a very important. 23 is a very important song.
因为它是在我们这一生带领我们的主。
Because it speaks of the Lord's guidance for our entire life.
好，那我们看第一节哈，我们看第一节。
Let's take a look at verse 1.
第一节他说。 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。The
Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
这边讲到说，大卫知道说神是他的牧者。So
here it says that David knows the Lord is his shepherd.
我想，我们这是我们在从一个不认识神到认识神一个很重要的一个转变，就是讲到我们自己灵里面。
So this is a very important turning point from us not knowing the Lord to become someone who believes in Him, especially in our experience of coming to know Him. So before we come to know Him, we don't know where we're from or where we're going.
我们人在这个世界上活的意义到底是什么?
Nor our purpose in life.
我们将来往哪里去? 我们跟旁边的人跟万物有什么关系?
Or how do we relate to others around us or to this place, this world, this earth?
我们有许多不了解很困惑的时候。
We lack these kind of understanding.
因此呢，人有两个，常常会有两个极端，不然就是这个人变成一个非常非常骄傲的人。So
there are two extremes. One is someone who being extremely proud.
另外一种就是他遇到非常多挫折，就是这个人变成非常非常的软弱，非常的自卑，非常的在一个苦的光景里面的一个人。Or
someone could be very bitter or lack of self-confidence.
而且呢，我们常常追寻世界上的一些风俗。
And we follow a lot of customs in the world.
哦，在圣经里面有一段可以讲到我们以前的光景，是在以弗所书第二章。
In Ephesians chapter 2 talks of our state prior to knowing the Lord.
以弗所书第二章的第一节到第三节就好了。
Verse 1-3.
这边讲到我们以前信主之前的一个光景啊。This
talks about us before we came to know the Lord.
他这边第一节讲说，你们原本死在，这边讲到说，所以英文很明显是讲到过去式啊。这边讲到说，你们死在罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。As
for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
那时你们在其中行事为人，是随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。In
which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in which who are in those who are disobedient.
我们从前都在他们中间，甚至。 放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
All of us also lived among them at one time, glorifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
第五节哈，当我们死在罪患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And verse 5, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
我们在信神之前，在神的眼光来看，我们好像都是死的一样。
So before we came to know Him and trust in Him, we were as if dead.
按照其实应该主的话来讲，按照主来看，跟神没有这个死是什么意思呢？
In the Lord's eyes, what is this death?
那个死的意思就是跟神之间没有交通。
This death is to have no relationship with God. There's no fellowship.
因此，我们跟神没有交通的时候，我们不认识神，我们自然就是随从风俗，随从。世界上的一切的事情。
So because we have no fellowship with God, then we obviously will follow the ways of this world.
那事实上，世界风俗、世界很多习惯，事实上最后按照我们主的话来讲，它背后有一个空中执政长的邪灵在这个地方。
So while we're following the ways of the world, obviously there's a ruler who is controlling all of this.
我们很多是从亚洲来的。我们亚洲来的时候，我们小的时候、初中的时候，或是在成人的时候。旁边你看，旁边很多人都是在去拜偶像。
Most of us from Asia, so probably when we're younger, we see that a lot of people around us are worshiping idols.
或者是如果你没有拜的话，就是跟随别人，人家说什么星座好，什么星座好。就是或者说是去或者说去找一些算命，就去。
Okay. Or you basically go out, seek the advice of fortune tellers.
或是追逐很多世界上许多人家所要追求，我们就去跟着追求。
Or to follow, a lot people follow different kinds of things, and we follow them.
就是完全一个以自己为中心的一个人。
So in short, basically, we're very self-centered.
感谢主耶稣啊，主让我们从死的光景能够成为一个活的光景。
So thank the Lord that He took us from a state of being dead to being alive.
从我们这圣经讲说，我们与基在死在过患中的时候，与我们与基督一同活过来。
So while we were dead in our transgressions, that He brought us back to life.
所以让我们能够认识主耶稣基督，让我们认识父神。
So thank the Lord that He helped us come to know the Father God. And
主让我们能够从死的光景，因着接受主耶稣，神的灵进入我们里面来。
And by our acceptance of our Lord Jesus, that we can come to know the Father.
当神的灵进我们心中来一面，其实有一些的变化。
And that He can enter into our heart. Once that happens, there's a change in us.
那我想，我这边分享一点，其实这也是我们在明年初要有些分享的，一些，我想我们有一个CD 里面有一些江弟兄的一些信息。
Let me just share a little bit, but next year we're preparing for a CD that has some sharings from Brother Kong.
在江弟兄里面特别有讲到几个光景，当我们人从死里复活之后，我们的灵有几个光景。
So he talks about different situations that after we come to know the Lord.
那我们的灵活过来之后呢，我们第一个就是我们的良心在主面前能够变得敏锐过来。
So after our spirit has become alive, then our heart becomes more conscious.
我们的良心能够在主面前能够明亮，能够敏锐过来。
And our soul becomes enlightened and conscious before the Lord.
因为我们在信主之前呢，我们的良心事实上，我们也有良心，可我们良心事实上是受到污秽的。
So before we came to know Him, our conscience was wicked.
我们在主面前的标准是看的个人的标准。不是神的标准。
And we see different standards, it's not God's standard.
那当我们信主之后呢，我们良心呢能够主光照我们，能够神的标准。
And after we come to know Him, our conscience is enlightened that we can see a God's standard.
当我们在还没信主的时候，我们也许讲话说白谎没什么关系。
So before we came to know the Lord, maybe we talk about some white lies.
我们觉得好像无所谓。
Perhaps we don't feel so bad about white lies.
我觉得不伤人。
You know, we don't feel that it's hurting anyone.
但是当我们信主之后呢，我们良心在主面前敏锐过来的时候呢，主让我们知道说，我们即使嘴巴讲话不确实，主在我们里面就会提醒我们。
So after we come to know the Lord, perhaps He would remind us of, you know, that we're not being very honest.
因为主的良心，主让我们的良心能够到达神的标准。
So He can help us to, He can help us to see, bring our conscience to God's standard.
第二个呢，就是讲到当我们信主之后呢，我们灵被主恢复过来以后，我们跟主能够有直接的沟通。
So after our spirit is revived, we can also have direct fellowship with the Lord.
那我们能够常常能够因着来到主面前能够亲近神。
We can often come before Him and to draw close to Him.
第三个讲到说，我们信主之后，我们灵能够跟神之间有一个直接的有一个直觉啊。
And the third is that after we come to the Lord, there's an intuition.
在我们能够我们读圣经的时候呢，我们常常能够因着读主的话，主的话能够激励我们。而且主的光能够照亮我们。
So when we read His word, His word can encourage us, and His light can shine upon us.
所以呢，主让我们在第一个经历就是我们在诗篇23篇第一个就是让我们的灵能够在主面前能够明亮起来。
So the first experience of this is in Psalm 23, which is our spirit being enlightened.
让我们能够认识神。
That we can come to know Him.
认识我们的父神，认识我们主耶稣基督，也认识圣灵。
Come to know Him, the Father God, and also the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够呼叫神啊，能够呼叫阿爸父。
Then we can call out to Him as the Abba Father.
那我记得我们弟兄也讲过一个例子啊。
And I remember our brother also spoke of this example.
那我们当我们信神之后，我们叫阿爸父神的时候，我们心里面非常的喜乐。
And
we 没有任何的阻碍。
And when we cry out Abba Father to our God, our hearts fill of joy.
因为我们跟我们的神有同样的生命。
Because we have the same life.
那但是呢，如果我们做弟兄的，如果我们刚结婚，如果叫我们的岳父啊，叫爸爸，我不知道你们的感觉怎么样。
if you just recently got married and you're calling your father-in-law dad, I don't know how you feel about that.
对啊，因为他是引漏嘛，他是因为结婚才叫爸爸的。
So.It's through marriage that you're calling him father.
He's
not your biological father. So perhaps it would sound a little bit strange, you know, a little bit different.
不知道有没有这种感觉，刚结婚。好，那所以说这是因为呢，生命上的感觉。
So this is a feeling.
好，那所以呢，那第二，然后他这边讲到说，认识就是他第一节讲耶和华是我的牧者，他认识他的神。
So the first is the Lord is my shepherd, and you know, he recognizes that he is God.
他这边第一节下面讲说，我必不致缺乏。
And the second part of verse 1 is, I shall not be in want.
这边说讲到不致缺乏，这边特别是讲到说，我们里面在主面前能够饱足，非常的喜乐充满在我们里面。
So to not be in want is to be content and to be filled with joy.
就好像说我们举个例子，就好像说你已经吃饱了，吃得很饱。
For example, you're eating and you had a lot of food.
然后人家再给你摆一些东西在你面前啊，再好吃的东西你也觉得吃不下去了。
And someone places your favorite food before you, I don't think you will be able to eat anymore.
好，这边就好像想到我们基督徒很多的经历了，就是当主充满我们这个人的时候。我们释放很多东西，你摆到面前呢，你觉得我已经很饱足了，这些东西对我不是那么重要了。
So this speaks of our experience that when the Lord fills us and a lot of and when the things of this world are placed before us, we no longer are attracted or want them.
我就想到说，我以前在那个我以前还是学生的时候，我有一段时间是在那个在 Ohio 在当学进入 PhD 的 program。
So when I was a student in Ohio, before I entered into the PhD program.
那时候呢是一个学生，那时候是学生呢，然后我刚完成一个我的就是企业管理的学位，然后到了学进入 PhD 的 program 里面去学习。
So at that time, we just finished some business management course and was entering into the PhD program.
那时候呢，因为要学习，然后还要去打工。然后那时候我记得，那时候配过的人呢是 一个小时5块钱。
So at the time I had to work part time, and they were paying about $5 an hour.
那我记得那时候就听到一个消息，我那时候就很就是上课完以后之后去打工，然后还要自己做菜，因为还没结婚。
So at that time I have to go to school, and after school I work, and then have to go home and cook because I wasn't married back then.
然后呢， 我就那时候听到我的同学啊，那时候他们已经拿到那个MBA回到了台湾去。
So I heard some of my classmates who have already received their MBA went back to Taiwan.
然后呢，那时候台湾的那个刚好那个他们那个市场股票市场非常的那个就是成长很快啊。
So there was a, at that time there was a lot of growth in the Taiwan stock market.
就好像现在大陆一样。
So similar to what is happening in China right now.
然后我就听到我的同学说，哎呀，他们已经赶上潮流啊，然后呢，已经赚了不知道多少的钱啊。那时候台币好像500万、1000万这样赚了。
So they say they basically they say they caught the wave and they have made a lot of money.
然后我一个小时5块钱。
And I have $5 an hour.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，我该怎么办呢？
So I prayed to the Lord, said, Lord, what should I do?
好，我那时候有三个路可以走，一个就是回台湾。 跟我那些同学一起追逐潮流。So
I have three ways, three choices. One is go back to Taiwan and just be like my classmates.
第二个呢，继续读我的博士学位。The
second is to pursue, continue on with my PhD.
但是我博士学位有一个很奇怪的现象，为什么要打工？因为他不给我那个奖学金呢。So
it's you know, when I'm in PhD program, they wouldn't provide a stipend for me.
然后第三个呢，我就是也许走另外方向，也许到中部来。And
the third was to maybe go somewhere in the Midwest.
我在主面前，你也有一些这样的祷告啊，那觉得有很大的差异的时候。So
I was praying before the Lord, and
主的爱就充满我。And
His love filled me.
好，主的爱那时候让我一面感到非常的满足啊。
And he caused me to feel very satisfied.
就好像这边所讲的，我必不致缺乏。Just
like what it says here, I should not be in want.
我们的神不让我这个人会有缺乏。The
Lord did not cause us to be satisfied.
好，虽然旁边的同学好像哇，一下那个当时台湾的股市只要是10,000点，就 10,000 points.
So at the time, the stock market went up to 10,000 points.
感谢主啊，但是主让我们觉得说我在主里面很饱足，虽然那些旁边是，但是在旁边是不知道，好像不是那么的重要。So
thank the Lord that I was very content in Him and the things around me wasn't so important anymore.
所以主就带我来到纽泽西了。So
then the Lord brought me to New Jersey.
好，所以说就是我的人生就是从那边就开始一个新的一个转变。So
from that point on, my life had a new, was a new turning point.
因为那时候我才信主才大概一年多的时间。So
at that time, I just came to know the Lord for about a year.
然后我们看第二节哈，第二节。Verse 2. 他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我至可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
这边讲到说，他让我能够躺在青草地上。青草地是一个多数的。So
here's the green pasture is a plural.
然后领我至可安歇的水边。And
he leads me beside quiet waters.
这边特别有讲到说两件事情。我想我们信主刚刚信主没有多久呢，主会带我们到这种光景。 就是来到青草地，来到可安歇的水边。So
after we trusted in Him, probably not long after, He would lead us into these two things, the green pastures and the quiet waters.
那你知道他这边特别讲到这个，这只羊好像特别的，好像很安逸啊，很就是 relax 在神的面前。So
the sheep described here seems very relaxed.
你知道我们常常在有时候，有时候陪小朋友看一些那个动物的节目的时候，你会注意到，然后特别在非洲，我前两三礼拜看到一个节目，他就看到一只鹿啊，他拍摄一只鹿，也是去喝水。
So when you were younger, you probably saw stuff on TV like Animal Planet where it records the animals.
A deer.
And there's in Africa, there's I saw this program in Africa. There's this deer who was by water.
你知道这个路它是非常的很像很惊恐，我想大家知道，就是他在路上注意到旁边的人会不会来吃它。
So on the road,
a lion 来吃它。
On the road, he's probably worried about whether a lion or some other predator will come in.
然后呢，他在水里面，他不知道水里面有些什么东西。
And in the water, it doesn't know what's in the water.
那结果那个节目就是呢，结果他在喝水的时候，那个水里面跑出一只那个。
So while he was drinking water, and then a big crocodile came out and ate it.
所以他好像这个一生里面啊，都是一个很惊恐的那个生活的心情啊。
So the animal in the wild seems to be living a very anxious and very you know intense life.
哦，你知道，当我们信主之后，我们有时候看到一些旁边的人，我们会知道有很多人都生活在这种光景里面。So
we see that some people are also living in such a life.
他的一生呢，就非常的紧张。
His life is so full of worries and And
yeah, you know,
he needs to worry about whether other people around him are going to take advantage of him. And if he's drinking water, he's worried about if there's anything else in the water.
可是你在这第二节你就看到说，神带领他的羊是这个羊在神面前是多么的安逸。
So verse 2 shows us how at peace this sheep is.
羊可以躺在青草地上。
The sheep can lie down on the green pasture.
他不用随时准备逃跑。
He doesn't need to worry about when he should run.
他也能够来到 平静的水边。
And he can go to quiet waters.
他能够在主面前能够享受主。
He can enjoy the Lord.
那当然我想青草地上很明显讲到说主的话。
I think the green pasture clearly tells us that it's the word of the Lord.
讲到说, 主耶稣讲说, 我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来, 并地不饿, 信我的永远不渴。
So Jesus said that he is the bread of life, and all who trust him shall not thirst or hunger.
当我们信主之后, 主会带我们来到他的话, 来到他自己的面前, 能够享受主。
So after we trusted him, he will bring us into his word.
可安心水边就讲到说，神赐给我们的圣灵，灵的带领。
And the quiet water represents the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，主耶稣在约翰福音第四章讲过一句话，他讲说，人若喝我的水，就永远不渴。
And Jesus in Gospel John chapter 4 says that those who drink of my water shall not thirst.
我所赐谁要在里面成为泉源，直得到永生。
And there should be a river overflowing.
好，你如果注意看这段经节的话，你会知道说他讲的都是一个现在时，都是一直现在不断发生的事情。
So the tense that you see here is a present continuous tense.
然后它躺落在青草地上，这青草地上是多数的，所以神是很丰富的主啊，他不断从我们从这个青草地带到那个青草地，他让我们不断的在主面前有吸收。
So the green pasture is plural, and that the Lord will give us an abundance. He will bring us from one green pasture to the next, and will keep on providing.
哦，我们这个人能够在主面前能够成为一个安息的人。
And we hopefully we can become someone who's at peace before the Lord.
哦，因为主说，凡劳苦担重担的，好，到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
For he is you know, for those who are worried and heavy laden, that when you go to the Lord, you shall be at peace.
哦，主让我们能够常常的让他领受他的话，能够接受他灵的带领，我们这个人能够在主面前能够享受他的安息，享受他的喜乐。
And for those that the Lord continues to give His word and guide them through the Holy Spirit, then for those people, they can enjoy the peace
before the Lord.
After I came to Jersey, there wasn't a church at that time yet. It was just a study, Bible study group, the NJIT study group.
所以呢，我在那一面，我很喜乐，因为我在一面，我虽然圣经不是那么懂，可是我跟弟兄姐妹在一起查考圣经哦，我一面就很饱足。
So although I don't know the Bible that well, but just by studying the Bible with brothers and sisters, I was very content.
哦，那我也想到说，当时候呢，主的话也安慰我，因为我那时候还是，很紧，心里面有一些有时候遇到事情还是会很紧张，然后晚上有时候会想事情呢，有时候想的不大能睡觉。And
so I mean, at that time, I still thought about something. Some things still caused me to be very anxious or worrisome.
哦，我想到说我到底能不能够毕业呢？我能不能够？ 我那时候来这边也是在念书，能不能毕业呢？能不能待到这里呢？还是要回去呢？有很多的事情烦扰我。
So there are a lot of things that worry me, whether if I'm going to graduate, should I stay here or go somewhere else, etc.
那我待在这边，我可以我的身份可以有，我想我讲的就是大家都会经过，我的身份可以在这边能够确定吗？
So but the things I talk about probably many of you have experienced. What about my immigration status here and so forth?
所以呢，有时候晚上呢就想东想西，有时候虽然信主，可是有时候好像还是没有安息。
Although I trust in the Lord, but at night I think about all these things and there was no peace.
我感谢主啊，主的话就也是安慰我，因为那时候主让我们来到他的青草地上。
But thank the Lord that His word also comforted.Me and brought me to a green pastures.
就是我刚才念的，凡劳苦担重担，可以到我这里来，我就使你们的安息。
For all those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and you shall find peace.
我在主面前去学习，慢慢的我在主面前，虽然有很多事情，感谢主啊。后来从那以后，大概有半年一年在这边之后，我每天都可以睡觉睡得很好。
So thank the Lord. After about a year, I could sleep pretty well.
那好，那我想这是主在我们信主在灵的复兴灵的带领。那我们第二，我们看第三节哈，第三节。
So that is guidance after we've been revived. But let's look at verse 3.
第三节他这边讲说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他这边中文是讲到灵魂苏醒啊，灵。
In Chinese, it speaks both the spirit and soul.
呀，但事实上，如果我们注意看英文的话，它事实上是讲到了魂的苏醒，是讲到 soul. Yeah. 它这边只有讲到那个魂，就是英文讲的 soul.
But English, it only speaks of the soul.
好，这边我想是这边是一个很重要的一个主的带领。
I think this is an important point.
当我们的灵被主拯救过来之后，我们总是要走到一个阶段，主要让我们能够在我们的魂能够在主面前能够有复兴。
So after we our spirit's been redeemed by the Lord, our soul needs to come be restored.
他这边讲说，为自己的名引导我走义路，为自己名实际上是为主的名能够走义路。
And the second part of verse 3 is for His name's sake. The name referred to is our Lord's name.
但是这边我想哈，那个主特别讲到一件事情，就是我们这个人能不能走路的重要的关键能不能走得好。
So the point here is that whether or not we can walk the path that the Lord has given to us well depends on how if our soul is restored or not.
因为我们知道说，我们常常如果在主面前能够不愿意在主面前追求的话，我们在神的面前就会成为一个老的羊。不是老羊，是老的羊，是老羊。
If we're unwilling to pursue, seek the Lord in His Word, and then we become sort of a old sheep.
好，因为他不愿意走。
Because
他太老了，因为他不愿意成长。
Because the sheep is old, he is unwilling to walk any further, and doesn't want to grow anymore.
或是呢，他在主面前成为太胖的羊，走不动。
Or maybe be a fat sheep.
太胖羊什么意思？就是他在面前很有能够在主面前能够读主的话常常有听到，可是呢，他在主面前没有把自己交出来。
So what is a fat sheep? Perhaps someone who's listened to His word and studied His word, but unwilling to give himself to the Lord.
然后呢，或是呢，他在主面前虽然主提供他很多，可是他不吃。
Or
他就变得很瘦弱。
Or another type of sheep where the Lord has provided so much, but he is unwilling to eat, so it becomes a very skinny sheep.
所以很，我想这很重要一点就是我们这些光景呢的原因，就是我们这里面这个人啊，太强了。就是、我们这个人格太强。
The reason why we have these different states is because our old self is too strong.
主的心意是让我们能够魂能够在神面前能够复兴。
He wants our soul to be restored before Him.
那 魂的复兴在我们的神，在我们人里面，在神的心里面也是一个很重要的一个主的心意。
Our restoration is very important to God.
那我彼得前书第一章的第九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
这边有讲到说，得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Here it says, "For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls."
这边，还是一样。这边中文讲到说灵跟魂，但事实上在原文里面应该是讲到了魂。
In the Chinese, it talks about spirit and soul, but in the original text, it's referring to the soul.
所以呢，我们在主面前，我们这个人呢，在必须愿意交在主的面前。
So we need to be willing to give ourselves into the Lord.
那到底魂是什么？
What is the soul?
那我想魂呢，如果我们讲太多了，可能会花太多时间了。
If we get into really into the details, we will spend a lot of time.
很简单讲，就是我们这个的人格，我们自己讲到一个人他，这个人的意志很强。
Simply put, it is our own will.
或是这个人的感情很丰富。
To have a strong will, to have a lot of different emotions.
或是我们这个人说他这个人很有思想。
Or to have a lot of thought.
好，就是我们的思想、我们的意志、我们情感，就是我们这个人。
It basically comprises of our thought, our will, and our emotion.
我们这个人必须在主面前能够交给主所用。
We must give ourselves to the Lord for Him to use.
如果我们这个人的思想呢、意志、情感太强的时候呢
，When our thought, our mind, and our will and our emotion is too strong,
我们就像我们刚才我所提到，就这个人就这个人就变得在主面前变成一个太胖的羊，或是太老的羊，或是太瘦弱的一个羊。
So if this happens, then perhaps you become, you know, the three different sheep to talk about, a fat one, an old one, or a skinny one.
所以在主面前，我们很重要一点就是在我们愿意能够走上主的道路呢，我们很重要一点就是在主面前能够将我们这个人能够献上。
For us to walk on His path, we must give ourselves to Him.
那我们再读我在经节，我想是大家很熟悉的，就是在罗马书第十二章第一节。
I want to turn to another passage you're probably familiar with is Romans chapter 4. Chapter 12.
Verse 1. 十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以我们在主面前，我们第一个，我们在主面前，我们接受主，我们的灵所复兴。我们第二个呢，讲到说，神要在我们的魂上施展他的拯救。
The first is that we come to know the Lord and our spirit is redeemed, and second is our soul is restored.
就是我们愿意能够将我们这个人能够奉献给主。
And the second is basically we're willing to offer ourselves to Him.
我不知道你们大家听到奉献的话有什么的感觉啊
？I don't know what your feelings about offering.
那要我第一次听到那个奉献，就是刚才我们弟兄讲那个，就想到 offering。
So the first thing, the time that I heard about was regarding offering.
因为我记得我以前那个，我那时候我刚才讲我单身，后来要结婚了。
So before I was single and then I was getting married.
要结婚之前呢，就像我们前阵子Peter 刘弟兄所讲的，就是我们在主面前呢，必须要上课，上四堂课。
So, so when I was getting married, just like Brother Liu said, that we need to take classes. I think there's four classes to take.
那他其中有一堂呢，就讲到在主面前的一些事情，然后突然就问我，他说你在主面前奉献了没有？
So the things he talks about the things we should do before the Lord, and one of the questions he asked was, have you offered yourself to the Lord?
我想我还没上班，他问我奉献了没有？我好想到我那时候我的姐妹已经开始上麦，我说有，我们有奉献。
So I was thinking, I haven't started working, so I haven't really offered anything yet. But my wife has, so I said yes.
好，那但是他讲说，我讲的不是这样。那时候是带我弟兄是在 Wyckoff 的李大飞弟兄。哦，他那时候就问我这个问题。
So it was the brother was Pastor Lee from Wyckoff. He asked me this question.
那后来他说我不是问你这个，他是说，弟兄说，你有没有把你自己奉献在主的面前？
So he said, I'm not asking about monetary, but rather, have you offered yourself to the Lord?
Oh,
so at that time, I've never thought of that
question. And I
read the Bible, but I've never thought in that respect. So that really introduced this thought in me that we need to offer ourselves to the Lord.
不过你知道，那很多人在讲到奉献，会想到第二个奉献，是不是我们必须这个人完全放下工作啊、学习啊，来当一个教会的一个传道人，会不会是这样子啊？
So when we talk about offering, this brings the second question. A lot of people may think that does it mean we need to give up our career or the other parts of our life so that we can be a minister in church?
但是我们知道说，即使我们要成为这样的弟兄，事实上要主的呼召的。
So, but if we're to become such a brother, we must have the calling of God.
哦，主要呼召，我们在主面前愿意才有可能的。
There must be a calling, and there must be a willingness from our part for this to be possible.
但是我们刚才所念的圣经，罗马书十二章的第一节是为所有的弟兄姐妹所讲的。
But the Romans chapter 12 verse 1 was speaking to all the brothers and sisters.
我们在主面前，每一个弟兄姐妹都应该在主面前能够将自己献在主面前。
But we should all give ourselves to offer ourselves to Him.
哦，我们在主面前能够有献上之后，让我们的魂能够苏醒起来，他才能够带领我们走义路。
So after we've offered ourselves because our soul has been restored and revived, then we can walk on this path of righteousness.
哦，如果我们在主面前没有办法再交给主的话呢，主要让我们走呢，我们这个羊太重了，走不动。
If we haven't offered ourselves to Him yet, and if He's requiring that we walk this path of righteousness, perhaps we couldn't really walk that path.
所以呢，让我们能够心，然后这边特别在罗马书十二章讲，当我们献上之后呢，我们的心意就能够更新的变化，能够查验什么是神的旨意。
And so after this happens, we basically come to know what is the will of God.
Yeah, 所以呢，我后来就也我在这边也有点想到讲到一点有的经历就是。当我们愿意这样子能够摆上之后呢，主在我们的生活之中，在我们服事道路上，主必然安排一些事情，让我们能够经历它。
So after we've offered ourselves to God, He will surely set some things in our life or in church or work whatever to help us experience Him.
那我记得那时候我们刚开始要在这边聚集的时候，在之前呢，我们也是当时有些在主里面比较长的弟兄把我们一些，我记得把我们弟兄姐妹有几位弟兄，有一些弟兄姐妹聚集在神面前。
So I remember that when we started first gathering, there's some elder brothers and sisters that basically gather all of us together.
他对我们讲说，他说，我们在当时在 Connie Harrison 还有在纽瓦克地区已经有一些的不少的弟兄姐妹，不过那时候大部分是学生。
So at that time, there were a lot of brothers and sisters from Kearney, Harrison, and New York area, and most of them were students.
他说你们应该自己在主面前开始一个新的聚会。
And they said that you should start a new gathering before the Lord.
哦，那时候听到吓一大跳。
So when I heard that, I was scared.
因为我那时候也才信主大概不到两三年、三四年时间。他说以后你们自己要在主面前能够站起来服侍主，站起来的安排，在主面前寻求主的心意，能够安排一些事情。哦，那时候想，这是超出我能力之外的事情。
So at that time, I just came to know the Lord for two or three years, and basically they said that you need to basically organize yourself and you know start having your own gathering and you know that was.
叫我在聚会的时候，让我能够排排桌椅啊，扫扫地还可以了。
So if if I'm just setting the chairs or maybe vacuuming, doing some dusting, I could do.
然后叫我们能够在比如说在主日学里面有一些带领啊，是完全超过能力之外的。
So, but if I were to serve in the Sunday school, that's more than I am able.
但是我想，我们如果能够在主面前能够这边第三节所讲，我们能够我们魂被主所苏醒之后， 主要带领我们走这条路。
So after God has revived us, then He is to lead us on this path.
哦，主会在许多事情上给我们丰富的恩典，给我们丰富的能力。
He would in many things He would give us blessings in abundance and grace in abundance.
主自然会能够带领我们在在各式各样上，主是我们随时的帮助。
So in all things He would be our help.
好，那我们看一下第四节哈。
So let's take a look at verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我们同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这边特别讲到说，死荫的幽谷啊。
Here especially talks about the shadow of death.
事实上在原文来讲，事实上只是一个，不是真正的死，它只是一个阴影的，只是一个影子，只是一个影子。
So this valley is not a true valley. It's not a valley of death, but just a shadow of death.
这边特别讲到说，我们在主面前往前走的时候，在我们有一首诗歌也讲过，主没有应许我们天色长蓝。
So when we talk about this, there's a hymn that it reminds me of a hymn that
天没有永远都是 blue 的。
The sky is always blue.
It's not always.
No, it's not always blue. The sky is not always blue.
好，这边没有讲到说我们天永远是蓝的哈，也没有讲到说草都是绿的。
Yeah, so the sky is not always blue, nor is the grass always green.
好，主会有时候带领我们走过这样子一个好像很深很暗的一个幽谷里面来。
Perhaps sometimes He will lead us through this passage that's very dark or very deep.
好，这边当我们愿意跟主走这条路的时候，主会让我们遇到一些事情。
But when the Lord guides us into this path, we may experience certain things.
但是呢，圣经讲说，大卫讲说，我不怕遭害，哈，我不怕遭害。因为你与我同在。
And David says here that I fear no evil, for you are with me.
因为主与我同在，而且他的杖、他的竿都安慰我们。
And your rod and your staff they comfort me.
好，他的杖、他的竿、他的杖，特别他的竿。那我想，他的杖、他的竿，一方面是当有危险来的时候，主保护我们。
When danger comes, He will protect us.
当我们在黑暗里面走错路的时候呢，主用他的杖、他的竿帮我们。再走回这个正路来。
So while we're walking in darkness, perhaps we were lost, He would guide us back with His staff.
好，那在我想这也是大卫在他的一生的经历里面一个很重要的经历，因为他当扫罗做王的时候，扫罗是常常追杀大卫的。
So I think this is a very important experience in David's life. So if you remember that he was pursued by Saul.
因为他常常在一个死的一个阴影之下。
And often he was under the shadow of death.
这是他自己个人一个很重要的经历。
And it's a very important personal experience for him.
那他在被追索的时候，不仅在他对他被自己的国家对自己就是对被扫罗这批人追赶，他也被当时的一些他的仇敌就是菲利士人也追赶。
So at the same time, not only was he pursued by Saul, his own people, but he was also pursued by the Philistines.
但是呢，他这边有一个很大的、很重要经历因为主与他同在。
But the most important experience here is that the Lord was with him.
不管在什么光景面，主带领他。
And no matter what the situation was, that the Lord protected him and guided him.
好，那我想我们自己在人生的经历面，也常常有这种情形。我们在好像进到一个很深的、很黑的一个光景面，但是。我们只要愿意来到神面前，神必带领我们过了这一切。
So perhaps in our life we enter into this very deep or dark times, but if we're willing, then the Lord will guide us.
就好像有时候，就好像保罗讲了，保罗在他的书信里面讲到说，虽然四面受敌，但是呢，我们知道说，我们四面受敌，可我们上面有主。
Just like Paul said that, although we're surrounded by enemies on all sides, but there's Lord.The Lord who is always looking after us.
好，我一想到一个那个我自己在这边经历，就是在后来我们在这边我们以前是在下午聚会，因为我们还没有这个会所。
When we're gathering currently, we used to gather in the afternoon.
好，那后来得到有我们刚开始聚集以后呢，就在我们的那个祷告会一直有两个祷告在祷告
There was always two prayers that we on the bulletin.
好，第一件事情是我们以前没有传道人，我们为传道人有传道人祷告。
First, we didn't have a leading brother, so we always pray for that.
然后第二件事情就是我们有聚会的地方，我们聚会的地方是用租的，我们是下午聚会，我们为我们有一个我们有一个会有一个聚会的地方。
So the second was that we needed a place of worship because the place we're at was rented.
好，我记得我们祷告大概要差不多八九年的时间了，那个两件事情还在名单上。
And after 8 or 9 years, those two things still remain on the prayer bulletin.
我们虽然不知道神什么时候给我们，但是我们也有把握主会给我们。
We don't know when the Lord will provide, but we're sure that He will provide.
我还记得我们以前有一个弟兄祷告，他说主啊，他说我们对日抗战八年都胜利了，主怎么还没给我们会所跟传道人呢？
The brother says prayer said that against the Japanese was like the war against the battle against Japanese took 8 years, but and they won, but we still haven't got our place of worship and our brother yet.
哦，但结果就那个祷告没多久，主就开始有一些的就开始动工了。
So not long after the Lord started to show us his way.
我记得有次就是在那个祷告会的时候呢，结果后来我们的罗丽元弟兄就跟我们讲，他说这边的，我们以前在那边聚会的地方的的弟兄讲说，我们在年下午也不能在那边聚会了，因为他们有新的一个安排。
So at that time, Kevin told us that the brother at that church that we're worshiping at, gathering at, that they said we can't use the place anymore in the afternoon because they have other uses.
那我想，我那时候在主讲啊，就这样子啊，那我们祷告八九年就这样就结束了。
So I thought to the Lord, oh, so it's going to be just like this, that we pray for 8 years and then now it's coming to an end.
后来我们在一起祷告，主在里面跟我讲说，你这是什么想法？你怎么会有这样的？就是说主在里面有一些的，也不能算责备，只是就在里面讲说，你这种想法是不对的。
So, but the Lord basically said to me that, how could you think like that?
那感谢主，主在很快的时间里面，主就有他的带领，主就就是我们现在在一个地方，就主很快的就让我们有这个新的地方的聚集。
So in a very short time that the Lord answered us and basically He has His guidance, He was to lead us to here.
也差不多同样的时间，主也把我们朱弟兄带我们当中来。
And not long after He brought us brother Jude.
差不多也在同差不多同样的时间，同主同时应我们这两个祷告，在几乎我想我们祷告快十年的时间。
So I think in the total we probably prayed about 10 years.
就是我希望我们有个牧养的弟兄来到我们当中，也希望我们有自己聚会的地方。
One was to have a brother who's going to shepherd us, and the second was to have our own place of worship.
我想我们在主面前祷告，有时候好像主啊，我跟你祷告已经两个月了，你怎么还没听呢？
So maybe sometimes we pray to the God and think, Lord, I've already prayed for you for 2 months. How come I don't have an answer yet?
但是主有时是要让我们知道说，我们的祷告有时候实在是在主如果这样感动，我们甚至有两年、三年在主面前，我们都应该持守这样的祷告。
But we should continue our prayer maybe 2 years, 3 years, and
主必然带领他的儿女。
The Lord will surely guide His children.
好，那我想因为我想时间差不多，我最后两节我就分享，我把它念一下哈，我要也许有两分钟把它再稍微分享一下就好了。
So for the sake of time, let me just read the last two verses.
好，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这边特别讲到说，好像主大卫在神面前讲到一个，我们的灵在主面前被主所拯救，我们的魂被主拯救，我们这个整个人，我们在主面前以后能够永永永远享受他。
And this is as Dave's telling us that after our spirit's been saved by redeemed by him and our soul's been restored and our entire person has been saved by God, He wants to bless us forever and ever.
甚至在我们的敌人面前呢，他能够被我们摆设宴席。
So even before our enemies, he will place a prepare a feast.
Yeah, 那, 中文翻成是一个宴席啊，英文是一个，只是好像一个桌子。 不过我想主的桌子上必然充满了许多让我们享受丰富的一切的东西。
In the Chinese is translated as feast, but in English is a table. But I'm sure this table will be abundant and will have everything on it.
主虽然好像我们看到有仇敌在我们周围，但是呢，主让我们明明看见。 与我们同在，比他们同在的更多。So
although their enemy surrounds us, but he is always with us.
我们这一生呢，必有恩惠慈爱随着我。第六节。And
verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
这边好像讲到说，我们这一生好像都是追求爱，我们一生能追求恩典。可是呢，我们从第六节看，好像反过来，是爱跟恩典能够追着我们走啊。
Perhaps sometimes we think that we're pursuing after love or goodness, but it's actually the opposite. It's goodness and love will follow us.
这边讲到说，我要住在耶和华殿中，直到永远。讲到特别讲到我们他在主面前能够愿意，能够来到神的殿中，与他的百姓一起同在。And
the last verse is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, basically telling us that we, you know, we will gather in His house and with His people, with His children, and to worship Him.
也与我们的神能够永远在一起。And
also to be together with our God forever.
感谢主啊，主是带领我们一切的神。Thank
the Lord, for He is the one who guides us in all things.
特别尤其下礼拜我们有在主面前一些分享机会，我在这边只是希望我们这边分享带领出下礼拜有更多弟兄姐妹能在主面前分享主的爱。So
next week we have a sharing, so hopefully there will be more brothers and sisters who will share with us.
好，那我今天就停到这边，我们就祷告。So
let's close with a prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是我们的牧者，你是我们的好牧人。Lord
Jesus, we thank you for you're the good shepherd.
主真的是，你亲自带领我们经过一切，主进入荣耀里面去。That
you have guided us in through all things and.
主耶稣，我们谢谢主你在我们身上的带领，也对教会的带领。Thank
you for your guidance in us personally and also in the church.
主真的有一天，有一个羔羊的婚宴。And
there one day will be a feast for the Lamb.
主让我们能够与我们的主永远在一起。So
that may we be with our Lord forever.
主，我们知道这是一个大卫的盼望，主耶稣也是我们心里面的盼望。We
know that this is a hope of David, and this likewise is also for us.
主，你让我们经过一些事情，主，我们知道都是与我们有益的。Lord,
for we know all the things we experience are good for us.
主，让我们这个人能够在主面前能够为你所用。And
may we be used by you.
感谢主耶稣，求你亲自带领我们这里的聚会。And
thank you, Lord Jesus. Please personally lead us.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.